So this is Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 19 of Madhya Kanda. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has gone to Kashi, or Benares, as we say, Benares. And this is the headquarters for the Mayavadis. They had Waitan Sampradaya, they have many ashrams there, and there's many of them worship Lord Shiva. It's a holy place of Lord Shiva. So Lord Chaitanya, he visited there, and when the Mayavadi sannyasis, they heard that he had come, they were very interested to see him. So these Mayavadis were Vedantis, Vedanti Gyani, and they were Tapasvis. They practiced lots of austerities. And they live their whole life in Kashi, just like they take a vow, the Mayavadis, they take a vow to live in Kashi, just like devotees take a vow to live in Vrindavan. But all their good qualities were nullified by one fault. Although they explained Vedanta, they never explained Krishna Bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya, we left off last class for Lord Chaitanya, although they were eager to see him, he did not give darshan to them. When he was in Varanasi, Mahaprabhu was staying in Ramachandrapuri's ashram. Because Ramachandrapuri was the disciple of his guru, Ishwarapuri. So Lord Chaitanya stayed there in his ashram. Later on, same Ramachandrapuri came to Jagannath Puri and offended Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya started fasting. So Ramachandrapuri was not very much favored by his guru. He offended his guru at the time of death when Ishwarapuri was leaving his body. He also offended him. He said, why are you chanting? I Dina de Arjanatehe Maturanath Kadavalok, you say. So this is a prayer that Radharani was chanting. Oh my Lord, I Dina de Arjanatehe, you're the Lord of the fallen, the Lord of the destitute. You've left me now and gone to Mathura. Now you're the Lord of Mathura. Kada avalokise. When will I see you? I can't see you. When will I see you? So he was absorbed in Radharani's viraha, separation mood. And Ishwarapuri said, Guruji, why are you chanting this prayer of Radharani's mood of separation? You're a sannyasi. You should fix your mind on Brahman. So Ishwarapuri, he told his disciple Ramchandra, he said, better you go from here. I don't want to see your face when I leave my body. So that means he was quite, very much rejected by his guru. So he was a godbrother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At any rate, Lord Chaitanya stayed there. This is text 106 of chapter 9. Vishwarupa Shorera Divasa Duyache Lukaya Chalila de Kayeke Apache. 2 days before the observance of Vishwarup Kshora, Mahaprabhu departed secretly so he would not be seen by others. So this is a function where the Ekadandi Mayavadi sannyasis during Chaturmasya, they shave their heads after 2 months. On the Purnima, it's called Vishrup Mahotsav. So Ekadandi sannyasis, they can shave their heads on the full moon day that falls in the month of Shravan or Bhadra, and does not break their observance of Chaturmasya. After they shave their head, so then they worship the spiritual master, then they recite the Vishrup chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So they shave their head, it's called Vishrup Mahotsav, after 2 months of Chaturmasya on Purnima, and then they recite the 11th chapter, the universal form chapter of Gita, Viratarup Darshan, and then they worship the spiritual master. So they assumed that on that day all the sannyasis of Kashi would get the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's also Ekdandi sannyasi. He took sannyas, an eight line of Ekdandis, one danda. And they would assume he would come out to the barber at least and get his head shaved. and they would see him, but he left secretly. Pache shuni lena sabha sanyasiragan chalilena chaitanya nahila darshan. Later the sannyasis heard that Chaitanya had left and they would not be able to see him. It's not so easy to see the Lord. If he wills, we can see him. If he doesn't will, we can't see him. Sometimes people come to the temples in the West and they travel a long distance. Some Indians living far from the temple. I've been in temples like this. And they get there on Sunday. They come at about 2 in the afternoon. They say, we came a long, long way. We drove 300 miles to have darshan at Rukmini Dwarkadish. We came from Nevada, some neighboring state. I'm sorry, Thakurji's sleeping now till 4 o'clock. No, please, we're only here for a few hours. Please, we came so far. We're good bhaktas. Please, can you open the curtain? And even they go to the altar, they want to move the curtain. And just let us see the deities. I said, no, forget it. The Lord is not here to serve you. You're here to serve the Lord. So darshan is a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege when the Lord wants to give his darshan, he gives his darshan. So there are times for that. Time and place for everything. So they would be very disgusted and get often very angry. What is this? I've gone to other temples, they open the curtain anytime, if we come, they'll open anytime and show us the deities. And of course, that may go on, especially in money-oriented temples, where the pujaris are interested in the dakshin more than the pleasure of the Lord. But it never worked in ISKCON temples. When I was temple president in Gorni Thai Temple, Nittai Gaura Sundar, in Baltimore for 4 years, and we were surrounded by Indians everywhere. There's 15,000 Gujarati families or professionals in our area, Baltimore and Washington, D.C. So they would come in the same way. They would come, well, we want to see Thakurji. I said, you have to wait. We can't wait. I said, then, Haribo, here's a picture. Take a picture. Sarva buddhi hari leka eka ninda pap pacheyo kahara chitte na janmila tap. All their intelligence of these Mayavadi Ikdandi sannyasis was stolen away simply because of their indulgence in the sin of blasphemy. Yet even after Mahaprabhu's departure, they did not feel remorse. They didn't really understand that he left because of their offensive mentality towards the Lord. That Bhagavan has no form, no qualities, nirgun, no qualities, and no form and no attributes. So that Lord is coming to their city, so he didn't grant his darshan. Again, this theme is coming up in the ninda, ek ninda pop. Sin of blasphemy. This is pop, is ninda, ek ninda pop. It is a sin to blaspheme a devotee or the Lord. Aro bale amara sakala purva shrami amasava sabashiya vina gela kene. The Ekdandi sannyasi said, we all have a common lineage. So why did Mahaprabhu leave us without speaking to us? We are Ekdandi sannyasis, and so is he. He does not want to share a friendship with us. Dui dina lagi kene swadharma chadhyam. Kene gele visharupa shora langaya. Why did he forsake his religious duties by leaving 2 days before Visharup Shora? This was their complaint among themselves. Why is he? They're insinuating that Gauranga was actually rude. that Gauranga made an offense, that he left us. He's one of us. And we're supposed to all shave up together tomorrow. But he left 2 days ago. Where's he going? He's going to miss the big shaving day. We all shave our heads that day and we all look so shiny. And he's like, Ekdanda Sannyasi. He's being irreligious. So Dharma Chadiya. His own Dharma, he's renouncing it. What is this? The Sannyasi should renounce the world and renounce society, renounce family and all connection with women. But to renounce his own dharma of sannyas, this is his swadharma, his own dharma as a sannyasi, he says, shave his head on after 2 months of Chaturmasya. And he's in the holy city of Vishwanath, Kashi Vishwanath, Benares. And yet he's running away? What? This is adharmic. He's rejecting his own dharma. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur steps in with text 1.1.1. Bhakti hina hai le e matta buddhi hai ninda kera puja shiva kabu nahi lai. If one is devoid of devotional service, this type of mentality develops. Lord Shiva never accepts the worship of a blasphemer. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is indicating that although they are generally these residents of Kashi or Benares, these Ekdandi sannyasis are worshippers of Shiva or Brahman. They worship, often worship Shiva. That's why they stay there. It's his holy place. And it says that if someone dies in Kashi, Lord Shiva whispers in their ear, Soham, Soham, so they can merge in Brahman. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book Navadvipa Mahatmyam, Prikama Kanda, he explains, he takes this point, because there's a place in Navadvipa Mandal called Kashi, every place is there. So there's a place that represents Kashi, and it's said that if any devotee is living in Navadvipa Mandal, and if he dies there at the time of death, Lord Shiva will come and whisper in his ear, Gauranga! Gauranga! Of course, that's not whispering. Gauranga! 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 And when Lord Shiva whispers Gauranga in the ear, then that person will go back to the spiritual world. So this is a takeoff of the principle that is operating in the holy Dham of Kashi. Kashi Dham or Kashi Vishwanath. So that's what they're banking on. They want to stay there. They want to stay there and die there, hoping that Lord Shiva will come and whisper in their ears, Soham, Soham. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling here that this type of offensive mentality, accusing Lord Chaitanya of being adharmic, arises in the absence of bhakti. Bhakti hina hoile e matta buddhi hai. Very bad mentality comes. Nindakara puja shiva kavunahi lai. So he's saying such nindaks, they're sadhu nindas. Although they're Shivites or Shaivites, ostensibly worshippers of Shiva, Shiva puja kabu nahi lai. Lai means, lie. He doesn't accept their Shiva puja of these nindaks. And the same thing for Vishnu bhaktas. If a devotee is a blasphemer of devotees, Krishna does not accept his puja. Even if for millions of pujas, if he's an offender to Vaishnavas. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling the same point, that the Shaivites are offending the Vaishnavas, offending Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Shiva will not be pleased. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. He's the greatest of the Vaishnavas. And his followers are offending Vaishnavas, so he will not accept their worship. Kashite je paraninde se shivera dhandya Shiva Parade Vishnu Nahitara Vandya. Those who blaspheme others in Kashi are punished by Lord Shiva. And those who offend Shiva cannot become devotees of Vishnu. So we should not offend Shiva and we should not offend Vishnu. We should not offend Shaivites and we should not offend Vaishnavas. So how does Shiva punish these nindaks? By prohibiting them from attaining Vishnu Bhakti. Many devotees that are devotees, Indians especially, they were also devout worshippers of Shiva in this life or in previous life, and they may be aware of it. But they were not nindaks, they were not offenders to the Vaishnavas. Because they weren't offenders to the Vaishnavas, in Bhakti Pradaya, Shiva awarded them Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti, because he's a Vishnu Bhakti himself, he worships Sankarsana. was a form of Balaram Dalji. Savara Kariva Gora Sundara Udhar Vyatirikta Vaishnava Nindaka Durachar. Gora Sundara will deliver everyone except the sinful people who are blasting the Vaishnavas. Gora Sundara's preaching of bhakti is meant to deliver everyone in the world. But Mahaprabhu did not display any compassion for delivering the sinful Mayavadis who indulge in blasting the Vaishnavas. He did not award the Mayavadi Vedantists who were envious of Vaishnavas the good fortune of attaining his darshan. They couldn't even see the Lord. So how much fortunate we are to have the darshan of a devotee. We can see a great devotee of the Lord. That's our sobhagya. That's our good karma. This is a summary, a little bit of the chapter. Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining about this earlier part of this chapter. Madhya para gari kaila snana se bojan nindaka vedanti na paila darshan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in the beginning of this chapter, he said he took a bath and ate in the house of a drunkard. He and Nittai were traveling, or his servant, I forget. And they met, there was some sannyasi, and he was like, he offered them anand. He said, why don't you come and take some anand and take some fruits in my house because you're mendicants. And Lord Chaitanya said, all right, you're a nice person. So then when they got in the house, Nityananda said, Mahaprabhu, do you know what anand is? He said, yes, Sachit Anand. He said, no, this means whiskey. So then Lord Chaitanya, of course, left there. And he said, why don't you stay and take a bath and take a little fruits? This was the Dari Sannyasi. The Dari Sannyasi was living with some women also. So Lord, he sat down and said he took a bath, he bathed in a Ganga. Then he sat down and took some milk and fruits in the Sannyasi's house. To see the fortune that Dari Sannyasi had the darshan of Nittai and Gaur, and he got to serve them, give them some gumshas to dry off and after bathing in Ganga, and he served the milk and fruits, and he received blessings. Why? Because he was not an offender. But these great Vedantists who were so austere, always performing tapasya, and they were studying Vedanta all the time, they could not even get the darshan. They ran away in the middle of the night. Chaitanyara dande jara chitte nahi bhai janme janme se jiva yamadanda hai. A living entity who does not fear Lord Chaitanya's punishment is punished by Yamaraj birth after birth. Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Dev, how did he punish the Mayavadi sannyasis of Kashi? He punished them by adopting the principle of non-cooperation with them. Those who are not afraid of such severe punishment are sufficiently punished in every life by Yamaraj. So the Namadas Thakur is not appreciating the Mayavadis, Vedantists. Aja bhava ananta kamala sarva mata sabarashi mukhe nirantara janrikata hena gora chandra yashe jara nahe rati vyartatara sanyasa vedanta patti mati. Vrindavan Das Thakur continues, the acceptance of sannyas and the study of Vedanta of one who has no attachment for the glorification of Sri Gaurachandra, who is constantly praised by Brahma, Shiva, Ananta, and Kamala, which is Lakshmi, the mother of all, is useless. So you may take sannyas and study Vedanta, but if you don't worship Lord Chaitanya, Gaurachandra jashe, nahi rati. You have no rati Gaurachandravati, then Vyarta, the same as Hindi. Vyarta means no, means without art. Like by art becomes Vyarta. Art means wealth, attainment, objective, something positive. So Vyart means useless, nothing, no gain. What do you gain by taking sannyas? What do you gain by studying Vedanta? Zero. Vyart. Hine matte dui prabhu appana anande suke bashi chalilena janavitarange mahaprabhu vishambara karaye hunkar muni se bale bharabar mohari anilanara shaina bhangiya ekane vakane jana bhakti lukaya. In this way, Nitai Gaur blissfully floated in the waves of the Ganga. Because this story, it's very interesting if you're watching a movie, that they went to this Dari Sannyasi's house, and then they found out that he was serving. And after that, they ran, they both jumped in the Ganga. And while they're floating down the Ganga, then there's a flashback to this whole pastime of Lord Chaitanya going by himself to Kashi and not giving darshan. Vishambhara roared loudly and repeatedly exclaimed, I am he, muni se, Mahaprabhu Vishambhara, Karaye Hunkar. Narada disturbed my sleep and brought me here, and now he is covering the glories of devotional service by preaching Gyan. Because the whole chapter started off with Gaur and Nitai were going to go to Shantipur. Because they had heard that Advaita was preaching Mayavad. Because he wanted to attract their attention, get punished by them. So now they jumped in, they're walking there from Mayapur to Shantipur. Now the two lords, Gaur and Nitai, they jumped in the Ganga to purify themselves. And they're laughing and joking and floating down the Ganga, roaring. He's in the water, roaring, I am he, I am he. Mahabhu goes on. Taras shasti karon aji deka parateke ke mate duhuka aji gyana yoga rake. Mahabhu said, see yourself how I punish him today. Today we will see how Nara means Advaita, defends the process of gyan. Vrindavan Das Thakur said. So they're having a grand old time floating down the Ganga to Shantipur. And Lord Chaitanya is telling Nityananda, you see, I will punish this old man today. He's preaching his dry gyan, impersonal gyan. I will punish him. Tarje gharje Mahaprabhu Ganga shrote bhase monahaya Nityananda mone mone hase. As Mahaprabhu threatened and roared while floating in a Ganga, Nityananda remained silent, moan, and smiled to himself. Mane mane hase. Deep within his mind, he was smiling. Ah, yes. Dui Prabhu Bhasi Jaya Gangara Upare Ananta Mukunda Jena Shiroda Sagare. Ah, the two lords floated in the waves of the Ganga like Mukunda and Ananta in the ocean of milk. Because that's who they are. Bhakti yoga prabhave Advaita Mahabal Bujilena chitte mora haya bekafal. By the influence of his bhakti yoga prabhav, Advaita Prabhu was most powerful. Mahabala. Bhakti prabhav Mahabala. This is power, bhakti. What is bhakti? Bhakti is the power of divine love. Love is the power, invincible power of the material world. People kill each other over so-called material love. Countries go to war over material love. Love for your oil, love for something, love for your queen, love for your products, whatever. Intense greed, intense attachment. So here, the influence of his bhakti. He understood that his desire to be punished by Lord Chaitanya would soon be fulfilled. Shikalagya. Such great devotees as Nara, Advaita Acharya, they know the future. I can see. I say Takura Krode Advaita Janiya Gyan Yoga Vakane Adika Mattahaya. Advaita Prabhu realized that Mahaprabhu was coming in an angry mood. Because of this, Advaita began to explain Gyan more enthusiastically. Chaitanya Bhaktera Ke Bhujite Pare Lila Gangapate Dwi Prabhu Asya Milila. Who can understand the pastimes of Gauranga and or Gauranga's devotees? In this way, Nittai and Gaur floated down the Ganga to Advaita's house in Shantipur. Krodha Mukha Vishwambara Nityananda Sange Dekaye Advaita Dole Gyanananda Range. Accompanied by Nityananda, the angry Vishwambara saw Advaita rocking back and forth in the happiness of Gyan. Very interesting. The rocking chair of Gyan. Dole Gyanananda Range. Sri Advaita Prabhu desired to achieve abundant mercy in the form of chastisement from Sri Gaurasundara. So he rocked back and forth out of respect for Mayavad, which is averse to bhakti. On arriving there with Nityananda, Mahaprabhu displayed anger towards those envious of devotional service. Prabhu Deki Haridas Dandavatahai Achyuta Pranamakari Advaita Tanai. When Haridas and Achyuta, the son of Advaita, saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they offered their obeisances. At that time, Haridas was living in the house of Advaita in Shantipur. And they both paid obeisances. Achyuta, the son, devoted son of Advaita. Advaita Krihini Mane, Mane Namaskari, Dekiya Prabhura Murti Chintita Antari. The wise of Advaita, the wives, one of them was Sita, offered their obeisances to the Lord within their minds. They were filled with anxiety on seeing the Lord's mood. Vishwambara Tejadena Koti Suryamai Dekiya Sabhara Chitte Upajilavai. Vishwambara's bodily effulgence was like that of a million suns. Koti Suryamai. Everyone became frightened on seeing this. Krodha Mukhe Bali Prabhu Are Are Nara Bali Deki Gyana Bhakti Duite Ke Bhara. In angry mood, Mahaprabhu said, "O Nara, tell me, which is superior, Gyana Bhakti?" Advaita Bali Ye Sarva Kala Bhara Gyan Jara Nahi Gyana Tara Bhakti Te Ki Kam. Advaita said, "Gyan is always superior to bhakti. What is the use of bhakti for one who does not have gyan?" It's a very standard argument in India. People say, first you have to have gyan before you can have bhakti, or they say that gyan does not need bhakti, but bhakti needs gyan. Gyan is independent, it stands on its own. And the whole purpose of bhakti is only to come to the platform of gyan. And wait to inform Mahaprabhu that gyan was superior to bhakti. And he also informed him that a person on the path of Ganmarg, there's no need for him to worry about bhakti. He's already surpassed bhakti, which is a lower limb for sentimentalists. Gyan bhara advaitara shunya vachan krodi bhaya basarila sachira nandan. On hearing Advaita say that Gyan was superior, Sachinandan lost his external consciousness out of anger. Pira haite advaitera dharya aniya swahaste kilaya prabhu utane padila. Mahaprabhu dragged Advaita off his asan into the courtyard and began beating him with his own hands. Mahaprabhu beat him profusely in order to teach the people. Advaita Grihini Pati Mbrata Jagan Mata Sarva Tattva Janiya Okarye Vyagrata. Although Sita Devi knew everything, his chaste wife, the mother of the universe, she tried to restrain Gauranga.
Buddha vipra, Buddha vipra, raka raka pran, kahara shikshayeta karapaman. Spare his life, he's an old Brahmin. For whose benefit do you chastise him? Eta Buddha, vamanere, araki kariva, kon kichu, haile edaite na pariva. This Brahmin is so old. What more will you do to him? If something happens to him, you will be responsible for the consequences.
Sita Devi said, killing a Brahmin is prohibited in the scriptures. If a Brahmin is killed by excessive beating, then it is impossible for the person responsible to become free from that offense. She said, Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Pati Vratta Vakishani Nityananda Hase Baye Krishna Sanaraye Prabhu Haridase. On hearing those words befitting a chaste wife, Pati Vrata Vakyastu Shuni, Nityananda smiled. Haridas Prabhu remembered Krishna in fear. Haridas is old man, skinny old man. He's much older than Nityananda. He's maybe not as old as Advaita, but he's quite old. And he was living with Advaita, living in his house, eating the food from Sita Devi's hand. And Sita Devi is, and he's watching his teacher, Advaita Acharya, was an acharya, was a guru. Sometimes, and Advaita Prakash, it says he took diksha from Advaita, that Haridas, but other people say they don't know who Haridas. Most people say it's not clear, it's not said anywhere who Haridas's guru was. But Ishan Thakur says Advaita Prakash that he took from Advaita. But everyone agrees that he was regularly meeting with Advaita even before Lord Chaitanya advented, and received any valuable teachings on Bhakti Tattva and Nam, and he would do Sankirtan together. And the Shraddha Patra was given by Advaita to Haridas in preference to all the Brahmins. At the conclusion of his father's Shraddha ceremony. So that was quite an amazing thing. So they were very close, very, 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 very close friends. Very, very close friends. And here his teacher is getting beaten to a pulp by Mahaprabhu, who was also his lord, Haridas's lord. So he was just trembling and, oh Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Do something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Bhaye Krishna Samaraye Prabhu Haridas. Krade Prabhupati Vrata Vake Nahishune Tarje Gharje Advaitere Sadhamba Vachane. In his anger, Mahaprabhu did not hear those words befitting a chaste wife. He roared and threatened Advaita with proud words. Shutiya Aichulan Shikir Sagarir Maje. Are Nada Nidra Bhanga Moratara Kaje. Bhakti Prakashili Tui Amarayaniya. Ebe Vakanis Jnana Bhakti Lukaiya. Jari Lukaibe Bhakti Tora Chiteyache. Tabe Mora Prakasha Karile Konkaje. Tomara Sankalpa Muni Nakare Anyata Tumi More Vidhambana Karaha Sarvata. Mahaprabhu said, Advaita, I was sleeping in the ocean of milk when you, Nada, woke me to fulfill your mission. You brought me here to reveal bhakti, the science of bhakti. But now you are covering that bhakti with your explanations on Gyan. If your intention was to cover bhakti, then why did you have me incarnate? I never frustrate your resolve, but you always deceive me. Advaita Edhya Prabhu Vasila Dujare Prakashaya Pana Tattva Karile Honkare. After releasing Advaita, Mahaprabhu sat down at the doorway and began loudly to reveal his own glories. After he stopped beating Advaita Prabhu, Gauranga sat down and started to reveal the topics of his wonderful pastimes in his previous descents to this world. Are are kamsa je marila se muni, are nara sakala janas deka tui. O Nara, It is I who killed Kamsa. You know everything, don't you? Aja bhava shesha rama kare mora seva mora chakre marila shingala vasudeva brahma shiva shesh lakshmi. They all engage in my service, Advaita. The cunning imposter of Vasudeva was killed by my chakra. Vasudeva is known as Srigala Vasudeva. It's also another name for him is Pondraka. Pondraka was dressing himself with four arms. He came out and told Krishna he was bogus. He was going to send him to hell, and Krishna laughed and threw his chakra and cut his head off. He had two arms and two cardboard arms. He was blue in color. He painted himself blue. He said, "You're bogus, Vasudev. I am the real Vasudev. Now I'm going to take my chakra and send you to hell." Mora chakre varanasi dahila sakal mora bane marila ravana mahabal. Varanasi was completely burned by my chakra, and the mighty Ravana was killed by my arrow. Mora chakre katila banera bahugan mora chakre narakera haila marana. My chakra cut off the arms of Banasura. My chakra destroyed Narakasura. Munise darinlun giridhya bamahat munise anilas swargahaite parijat. It is I who held up Govardhan Hill with my left hand. It is I who brought the Parijat flower from heaven. Munise chalilun bali karilun prasad munise hiranya mari rakilun pralad. Advaita, it is I who deceived Bali Maharaj and bestowed mercy on him. It is I who killed Hiranyakashipu to save Bhakta Prahlad. Emata Prabhu Nija Aishwarya Prakash Shuniya Advaita Prema Sindhu Maje Bhase. In this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu revealed his opulences, Aishwarya Prakash, and Advaita floated in an ocean of ecstatic love while listening. Prema Sindhu Maje Bhase. Shasti Pai Advaita Paramanandamai Hatte Tali Diya Nache Kariya Vinaye. Advaita was filled with ecstasy after receiving his punishment. Shasti Pai. He clapped his hands and danced in humility. And Jena Parada Kailun Tena Shasti Pailun Balaya Karila Prabhu Alpe Edailun Ekanase Takarala Bujilun Tamar Doshanu Rupa Shasti Karila Amar Ihate Se Prabhu Britye Chitte Bala Pai Baliya Anande Nache Shanti Purarai. Baliya Anande Nache Shanti Purarai. Advaita said, I have received proper punishment for my offense. O Lord Gauranga, you are very kind and have actually given me only a token punishment. Now I have realized your supremacy. You have suitably punished me for my fault. Now the relationship between the Lord and his servant has been strengthened. After speaking this way, the Lord of Shantipur danced in ecstasy. Anande Nache Shantipur Arai. Anande Advaita Nache Sakala Angan. Brukuti Karila Bale Prabhura Charan. Advaita danced in ecstasy throughout the courtyard of his own house. He frowned and spoke to Gauranga as follows. Kotagela Eve Mora Tomara Se Stuti Kotagela Eva Mutora Se Sabadhangati. Where has your glorification of me gone now? Where has all your deceitful behavior gone now? When I began preaching a non-devotional path, you beat me rather than glorify me. I never desired any service from you, my Lord Gaura. I only desired to serve you. But according to your pretentious nature, you have unrightfully offered me prayers. But now you can no longer do so. I am your eternal servant, and you, my eternal master. Your nature is to chastise your servant and accept his prayers. Now you have properly punished me. Durvasa Nahana Muni Jari Kadar Tibe Jara Avashesha Ana Sarvange Lepibe. I am not Durvasa Muni, who you insulted by smearing his remnants all over your body. Brigumuni Nahun Muni Jara Paraduli. Vakshedeya Srivatsa Hayiba Kutuhali. I am not Brigamuni, whose foot dust you happily accepted on your chest as Srivats. Mora Nama Advaita Tamara Shutandas Janme Janme Tamara Uchishte Mora Ash. My name is Advaita. I am your unalloyed servant. Shudadas. My only wish is to honor your remnants birth after birth. Janme janme tomara uchishte mora ash. Uchishte prabhave nahi ganantara mai maya karila tashasti eve deya parachaya. By the influence of your remnants, I am now unaffected by your illusory energy. You have punished me now. You have punished me. Now give me the shelter of your lotus feet. Etavali bhakti kari shanti pura nath padila prabhura para laiya matat. After saying this, the Lord of Shantipur devotedly fell down and placed his head at Gauranga's feet. Sambrame utiya kole kaila vishambhar advaitere kole kari kandaye nirbhar. Vishambhar respectfully picked Advaita up and cried profusely as he embraced him. Advaitera bhakti deki nityanandarai krandan karaye jena nariwahi jai. Seeing Advaita's devotion, Nityananda Prabhu cried so profusely that it appeared as if a river was flowing from his eyes. Bhumite padya kande Prabhu Haridas Advaita Grihini Kande, Kande Jata Das. Haridas Prabhu fell to the ground and cried. The wife of Advaita and all their servants began to cry. Kandaye Achutananda, Advaita Tanai, Advaita Bhavana Haila, Krishna Prema Mai. Achutananda, the son of Advaita, also cried. Advaita's entire house became filled with ecstatic love of Krishna. Advaitere Maria Lajita Vishambhar Santoshe Apane Dena Advaitere Bhar. Vishambhar felt embarrassed for having beaten Advaita, so he happily awarded Advaita a benediction. Tilar Dheko Jay Tamara Kare Ashray Sekene Patanga Kita Pashu Pakshinai. Jari mora stane kare shata aparad tadapita hare muni kari bha prasad. Gauranga said, Advaita, I will bestow my mercy on any living entity, even an ant, insect, animal, or bird. Patanga, kita, pashu, pakshi, who takes shelter of you for even a moment, even if that living entity commits hundreds of offenses against me. Varashuni kandaye advaita mahashai charane dharya kare kariya vinay. On hearing the benediction, Advaita Mahashai began to cry. He caught hold of the Lord's feet and humbly spoke as follows: Jai Tumi Balila Prabhu Kabo Mityanai Moreka Pratigya Shunaha Mahashai. Oh, my Lord Gaura, whatever you spoke can never prove false, but please listen to my declaration. Jari tore na maniya more bhakti kare se mora bhakti tabe tahare samhare. If one worships me, my Lord, but does not accept you, then may his devotion to me annihilate him. Je tamara parapadma na kare bhajan tore na manile kabu nahe more jan. One who does not worship your lotus feet and accept you as the Supreme Lord is not dear to me. Abhishambhara, I will not accept anyone as my own if they have no love for the service of your lotus feet. I am prepared to totally forsake all such descendants and disciples. Jetomare bhaje prabhu se mora jivan na paron sahite muni tamara langan. Anyone who worships you is my life and soul. I cannot tolerate a person who disregards you. Jari mora putra haya haya vakinkar Vaishnava parari muni nadekon gochar. Advaita said, I cannot look at the face of a Vaishnava parari, even if he happens to be my son or servant. When three of Sri Advaita's sons and a few of his so-called disciples became offensive towards Sri Chaitanya Dev and his pure devotees, Advaita Prabhu severed all ties and affection with them. This is understood from Advaita's statement. From the time of his presence up to today, his forsaken sons and disciples of his descendants have no connection whatsoever with Sri Advaita or Sri Chaitanya. Advaita continued, Tomare Langiya Jari Koti Deva Bhaje Se Deva Tahare Samhare Kona Vyaje. If one transgresses you, my Lord, and worships millions of demigods, those demigods will kill him on some pretext. Muni Nahi Bhalan E Vedera Vakan Sudakshina Maranata Tahara Paraman. These are not simply my words, they are the words of the Vedas. The killing of Sudakshina is evidence of this. Sudakshina Namakashi Rajera Nandan Mahaye Samadhiye Shiva Kale Aradan. Sudakshin was the son of the king of Kashi. He worshipped Lord Shiva with full attention. Mahasamadhi, full absorption. Parama Santosha Shiva Shiva Bali Magavar Paibe Abhishta Abhichara Yagyakar. In great satisfaction, Shiva told Sudakshin, ask for a benediction. You will achieve your goal by performing the Abhichara Yagya. So this Abhichara Yagya is mentioned in Atharva Veda. And this is various types of violent activities: bewildering, paralyzing, killing, inducing, envy, hypnotizing. They're all explained in these black tantric literatures. So they also worship demigods and do fire yagyas to get their results. And wait, it goes on. Vishnu bhakta pratijari kara apaman tavise yagye tora laibe paran. If you insult a devotee of Vishnu, I will kill you in the course of your sacrifice.